Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
just that Squarespace music. Oh, it's incredibly clear. And I hope you got plans for the new year. Oh, you got plans? Well, I think you just might. I think that those plans are deserving of a website. Squarespace makes it easy to make one that's unique. You got a website, it's gonna be a fleek. Everyone knows your work or your blog, publish content, they be doing it all.
Oh yeah, oh me, oh me, oh my. They even got ways for you to customize, from the look to the feel, the settings too. There is so many beautiful things you can do, and you don't gotta install, patch, or upgrade. No, it's Squarespace, you got it made. We're talking forever, we're talking forever. Did you hear me?
We're talking forever. So get on over. Don't take a while, just go to squarespace.com for that free trial. Yeah, and you know, just take a look. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK. 10% for your first purchase on a website or a domain. Make sure they all remember the name. After Squarespace, your life's never been the same.
Oh, insane in your domain.
Insane in the domain.
Oh, insane in the domain.
Insane in the domain.
Squarespace.
This is that Mac Weldon music.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world, they know, son. They got the underwear, need Mac Weldon. Mac Weldon, so fancy. Gotta put it on, then you do a dance, see?
Yo, you feeling like a fashion plate? Well, you wanna be looking and feeling great? You know their products with natural fibers. Get it for you and you feel so wiser.
Got a line and you know it's silver. Everybody wants it, so shiny. Silver underwear and also shirts. It is the underwear that you deserve. It's antimicrobial, eliminates odor. Is there an odor? No, sir. And it's also more, cause you know that it's shipped right to your door.
If you don't like the first pair, well, you know that is no big deal. You can keep it, they'll still refund you. Yo, that's like a legal steal.
Right?
No questions asked, not a single question asked. You can keep that underwear on your firm butt.
Go to MacWeldon.com, get 20% off the first time you buy it. Use the promo code OFFBOOK, you're gonna love the guarantee if you try it. Yeah, MacWeldon, thank you for supporting this podcast. And putting that fine, fine underwear on our fine, fine butts!
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With
Zach Reno and Jess McKenna.
And Scott Simons on the keys.
We got a special piano player in the studio with us, Scott Simons, who is playing some beautiful music.
Right there.
There he is. You can hear it. He's there with you and with me and with us.
Thank you so much, Scott. We're happy to have you here. But that's not the only people we have here.
No, there's also a computer monitor told a hilarious joke before we started.
Engineer Brett did a very good joke.
He made a very good joke.
We said, computer, are you ready? And then he brought up a big word bubble.
That said, yes.
We ask all the equipment in the room if it's ready before we start recording. Because it's 2017, people.
What's 2018 when you hear this?
Is that true?
Ding
that is
dong.
True. Got to be inclusive in the future.
Yeah. Of computer monitors.
Of computer monitors.
Guys, our producer Dana's here who's laughing at us.
With us, we'd like to
With us. And also, our guest this week, you know him. You love him.
He's a writer on AP Bio, a performer at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, and just all-around dope human being. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Zeke Nicholson.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
He's a repeat offender, as we like to call it. People that come on our shows are
nice.
Yeah, I should clear that up real quick.
Yeah.
Repeat customer.
Repeat, yeah.
If you have listened to our Stitcher Premium content.
Which you should have.
Hope you have. It's great. He's fantastic in it, and we're so happy to have him here.
Thrilled to be back, y'all.
Zeke, how are you, man?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing well. I also really enjoyed that monitor joke.
It was very good, right?
It was very good.
Set the bar real high.
Yeah.
People love hearing about jokes they weren't present for. If that's something I've learned in my travels, is like, when I'm like, hey, Morgan, my husband, can I tell you about this move that happened in an improv show? He's like, yes,
I bet
please.
He loves that.
Can I tell you something, though? When you think about it, our entire pod, the idea of listening to our podcast is just a bunch of people listening to jokes they weren't present for.
Yeah. Whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
2018, big thoughts.
Big
the year of thoughts.
Year of
2018.
Big old thoughts.
Oh, whoa.
What if 2018 was just the year of like calm hanging out?
That'd be great.
It won't be, but what if it was?
What if?
This is going to happen, and it's going to come into it like we will all, like, something's already happened by the time this is coming out. People are like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. Let's just be clear. It's currently December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just, like, peek behind the curtain, say hi
really
to Mr. Oz.
Ruining the magic of
and
the
I just want
this
them to know
created.
That, like, it's December 19th.
Yeah. So, we've got to bank a lot because we don't want you guys to go a week without an off-book podcast over it, especially when you need it most because you're snowed in for that crazy blizzard that hit December 27th, the entire continental United States, and didn't let up until January 5th. That's the part where I don't. That's, I know the future, maybe.
Whoa. I hope that's not true. I have a flight that day, so.
All
right. Traveling, guys.
traveling. I want to talk about something that also no one was present for who's listening to this, which is that you were talking about calling your mom when we were warming up. Mm-hmm. And I just really have to get off my chest again. I feel really bad that the first time I met your mom, I was on my phone just yelping places to eat.
Oh,
she was trying to be so nice.
In New York?
Yeah. She came and saw us do a show in New York. She was such a nice lady, and I was a real phone jerk and was just like, places to eat, NYC.
She did not mention that to me, so I don't think it resonated with her. She was like, before you fucking come home, you make sure you tell that monster, Jessica McKenna, that she's going to have a bunch of coal in her stocking for that bullshit she pulled out of me in New York this summer.
And I would deserve it. And I would deserve it.
Yep.
That is the faux pas of your life, Jess, that keeps you up at night.
No doubt.
Not some like big slight that you did, like you were on your phone when someone was talking to you to organize a group eating outing that no one else was just taking the reins of.
My mom
up at night.
exists in that space of like, you know, the way that like improv students or like people that go to your shows feel like they know the people on stage. Like my mom is that way as well, where she has a real.
You feel like you know your mom, but
I feel like I know my mom, but I've never actually seen her perform. no, it's that she feels like she's like really close with all of my, which makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But I think like she comes at you with that energy of like real familiarity, and you had not interacted with her prior. So it's like, you're not at, you know, you just got to be ready at any moment. Melanie Nicholson might jump up and say hello.
I wasn't ready.
Don't sleep on Melanie Nicholson.
Don't sleep on her, man. She's a big fan of Zach. She's been watching Zach for many years, and now she's also a fan of yours.
Yeah, that's your fault. That's because we've been on a team together for a while. Cardinal Redwood, UCB, come check it out.
Come through.
Tuesdays at 11.
Wow, Jess.
Good job.
You really know how to pitch my show.
Yeah,
at 11?
At 11. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry. Just needed to. It's 2018, and we're purging our fears.
Yeah, purge away.
You think, what if moms do know more about us than we think they do, though? what if moms are like, what if it's just like, and you don't know until you become a mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Becoming a mother gives you like all sorts of supernatural abilities, and we just don't know because none of us are moms.
We go now to a hospital in the labor and delivery wing where a sweet baby has just been born and is getting ushered away with the father. congratulations on your brand new baby. Now maybe I can tell you your secret destiny. Congratulations on your brand new baby. Now maybe I can tell you about your secret destiny.
You know you're going through a lot right now, because you just had a child last hour. But now that you've become a mother, you've inherited a couple powers. Number one is a power that I think you'll find has a lot of utility. It is mind reading, sometimes called AKA telepathy.
Congratulations on your brand new baby. Now maybe we can finally tell you about your secret destiny. Oh,
congratulations
on your brand new baby. Now maybe we can tell you about your secret destiny.
Open your eyes, what do you see?
Well, if I can distill the things that I'm getting from these two nurses.
Hello.
It's that I've suddenly inherited the ability to provide people with curses. Is that right? Also, you're telling me... Oh, hang on, wait. I'm getting a text, man. But the phone flew out of my hands because I'm now an X-Man.
That's right. We were about to tell you the next place you have to go, it's cool.
Okay.
We're sending you off to England to go to a mutant mom school.
Got it.
You're gonna have the best time. You don't even know, I bet. You're gonna meet the greatest mom mutant of time. Her name is Lady Professor X.
Congratulations on your brand new baby. Now maybe we can send you off to magical mutant mom school.
The jet's waiting for you on the roof.
We know this is a lot and maybe it's starting to blow your mind. But don't worry, while you are going through training in your real life, we have frozen time. So your husband and your baby and your whole family won't know that time has passed.
Down the hall.
But meanwhile, you'll be getting A's in all of your mutant mom magic class.
And they're never gonna know, they're gonna stay frozen until your training is done. I wonder what kind of powers you'll have. Telepathy's probably only one.
Congratulations on your brand new baby. Now maybe should get to that jet. I mean, hurry up, you gotta get to the jet.
I don't remember what the jet is called. I wanna say X-Wing, but it's not the X-Wing, it's the X-something, though.
The best bet is that it's called the X-Jet.
That would make more sense.
All right, I'm going. I'm getting out of town. I'm gonna become a super mom. That's how I get down. Here I go. I'm walking up the gangplank. Or, sure, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
I'm flying away. Fuck, I forgot my wallet. Does it matter? Probably not. This isn't the TSA. Fuck it. Well, have a great day.
Thank you for flying X-Jet.
Yeah.
We'll be going now from Cedars-Sinai Hospital to the X-Mansion.
In England, right? It used to be in upstate New York, but now the mom X-Men Mutant Academy is in England?
Yes, it's in England.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Pilot?
Absolutely.
So I'm a new mom.
Mr. Pilot's my father. You can call me James. Okay. Mr. James Pilot.
Okay, James. Do you do this a lot? Is this? It seems like I had a baby and all of a sudden I'm in a whole new world, a whole new plane of existence. I'm learning so much that I didn't even know.
So the answer to that is a little complicated. Because on the one hand, yes, I do this a lot because every time a woman gives birth and becomes a mom,
I have to take her. You have to charter her individually to England?
Yes. So I do it a lot. But also, for every individual journey, time is frozen for that person.
Oh, my God.
So have I really ever done it at all?
So in a way, you're a man out of time, a pilot out of time.
Yes.
You don't have any connection to the real world except for transient passengers who are coming and going constantly.
Well, that's just the beginning of my story.
Tell me more.
James Pyle is a baby boy born in 1892.
Wow.
Such a very long time ago. I bet that's confusing to you.
It is.
But I've been in a time loop, but I occasionally come out. But I only come out for like a day every year, so I'm still alive, no doubt. James Pyle! A pilot of time, Captain James Pilot. A pilot of time.
Okay, well, if I'm understanding your story, if I've got this clear, you're kind of like those people born on the leap year, where technically you're older, but you just sort of come into time briefly. Like, once every time,
yes, it's
right?
A little bit similar. I'm glad that you got it at a glance.
Cool.
You will recognize the device from the Pirates of Penzance. If you're born on the last day in a leap year, then your age is technically different than what you are, and that's similar to my situation, but not exactly. I'm James Pilot, a pilot of time. James Pilot.
Okay.
Here on this mansion lawn.
Thank you.
And then I'll fly my plane back into the vortex. And from this time loop, I will be gone. James Pilot! A pilot of time!
Clarissa.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to my school.
Who are you?
Professor Jeanette Xavier.
Wow, you are super bald.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you. I had a baby. I just got off a plane. I'm only now realizing how traumatizing it was to be ripped from the delivery room, put immediately onto a plane away from my child that I just spent 9 months gestating, and come to a school where I'm going to learn, I guess, the tricks and trades of...
Wow, 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 wow.
Whoa!
Ah, hello, Jeanette. It is I, Professor Maggie Neato.
Maggie.
Yes?
Maggie, we made an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I get to train all the mothers. You get to train all of the fathers.
The fathers don't become mutants. It's not fair.
Well, you shouldn't have said yes to the deal then.
Well, I will steal your students one by one and turn them to my way, for I, Professor Maggie Neato, believe that moms should use their powers to rule the world. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, oh Clarissa. Gosh. There was a time when Maggie Neato and I were the best of friends.
I was going to say, you had a real shorthand with the way that you engaged with each other.
In some ways, I still respect the woman she is and know that, well, it's a lot like something you'll learn as you raise your child.
Okay.
It's sort of like when you meet another mother and, boy, you like a lot of things they do, but
sure. They
don't give their child any boundaries. And so you think, how can I respect them when they won't instill good boundaries in their child?
So you're saying boundaries are the first thing I have to learn
That's right.
My journey to becoming a mother?
You'll need them. You'll need them with your power, and you'll need them with your child. But Maggie Neato believes to be a mother, it's better to be a friend. And the ends always justify the means in the very end. She thinks, wouldn't it be cool if every mom in this school raised a child without a single rule, and that leads to chaos and spoiled kids. That leads to chaos.
and a bunch of spoiled kids. So on Magneto's plot, I keep a firm lid, 'cause that leads to chaos and spoiled kids.
Okay, well, I understand the things that you see, and quite frankly, I don't want that to be me. So right here and now, I'll make up some rules. Is that cool?
Well, no, Clarissa, you don't want to go too far. You don't want to set an impossible bar. Being a mom is all about walking a balanced walk.
You're establishing boundaries right now.
I'm doing what you will do with your child.
Wow.
It's important to have lots of rules, but also a heart that is mild leads to chaos. And spoiled kids can lead to chaos. And spoiled kids.
I don't want chaos or a spoiled kid.
Well, then that's why you leave it up to me. That's why I've got this gig.
Great.
Being a mother is a lot like having power. You have to make new decisions every minute, every hour. You might not always do exactly what you think is right, but you have to do your best, keep it your kid in your sight.
Chaos and spoiled kids
can lead to chaos and spoiled kids.
That's not what I want. What I want, did I don't want chaos or a spoiled kid.
But Clarissa, you can't get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
You have years of training to
Perfect.
Go through in this frozen bit of time.
Great.
And Magneto, you know, she might try to get to you, and sometimes she makes a lot of sense. Childhood is so precious. Shouldn't we just let them run free and wild? And shouldn't we use our power to break down every barrier in their way? But Clarissa, didn't you learn things by having obstacles in your way?
Yeah, I guess I did.
That's right. Adversity can be the greatest teacher. That's what I believe. So
sure.
We use our powers only when necessary.
Okay.
At this school of magical mutant moms, you will learn how to harness your mother powers and use them only when you absolutely have to.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question? Is my husband Gerald with her learning from Magneto right now? Because it feels like you don't approve of her, and therefore my husband is just...
No, he's going to have a ton of terrible habits.
I'm going to have to undo.
Your husband is frozen in time.
Oh.
Yes. Magneto believed when we were making this deal years ago that it was a good deal, because she didn't understand that the power was only with mothers.
God.
It was a little bit of hoodwinkery I did on her.
So she
basically has an empty school.
Got it.
With just a few mothers that she's brought over to the dark side.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, that
no, no.
sucks for her.
Yeah, no. Gerald is currently holding your infant child frozen in time.
Back
great. In Cedar
okay,
Sinai.
Okay, cool. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I guess...
Why don't you go check in, relax? I know it's been a long day.
Great.
Put on your uniform.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Awesome.
Explore the dining hall. Appreciate the grounds. Maybe meet some of the other new, brand new mutant mothers.
That sounds great. Oh, my God.
And I shall roll away.
Okay, goodbye, Janet.
On my Segway.
Wow, this is my dorm room. Hi, I'm Clarissa. I'm a new mom here. I just started today at the Mutant Mom School.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I think I'm your roommate.
Oh, hi, Caitlin. I love your bob haircut.
Thank you.
It's great. It really frames your face nicely.
Yeah. I love your three ponytails.
Thank
That's
you.
Unique.
I did the Rey from Star Wars, but I took them out of buns.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So they're
yeah.
just three cascading ponytails.
I think they're very good.
Thank you. Wow,
so
this
what
is
are your
a
powers?
Beautiful. What are my powers?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. This is my first day.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. What, you have your powers already?
Yes.
What are they?
Okay. You know how some people can shoot ice out of their hands?
I mean, no. Is that a yes? I understand conceptually or abstractly
it's
what that means.
Not but- that.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Okay. What is it then?
Well, I'll tell you.
Perfect.
Some people got a magical powers to throw fingers of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Those people with the chilly snow fingers. Oh, I bet that's really nice.
I bet.
I am not like those people, or so I am told. Either my powers haven't shown up yet, or my power is my hands are cold. Cold, cold hands, or no powers yet. Those are my powers, either cold, cold hands, or no powers yet, and those are my powers. That's about it.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I did notice when feel I like shook your very chilly.
So
yeah.
Cold, right?
Ooh wee.
I'm really hoping that that's not my powers.
Yeah. Well, is there a typical timeline for how long they take to develop?
Well, everyone gets telepathy right off the bat.
Okay, great.
That's a rule. Some kind of think of it as kind of like a power to give curses, I've heard it described
sure.
as. But it's basically mind reading. Yeah. I should let you know it's very difficult to do on other moms. It will work on like humans, but not on moms.
Okay, good to know.
But yeah, I think it normally comes within the first like, they tell me 8 to 10 hours.
Wow.
But sometimes it's sooner. Sometimes it's longer. I've only been here for 6 hours. I had a baby 6 hours ago.
Good for you. Mine was 2 hours ago.
Oh my God. The first 2 hours are the hardest. It
I'm
gets
shocked
from
I'm now. Walking around right now, honestly.
Well, there's a lot of good technology in that jet that is the X-Jet, the Lady X-Jet.
I wonder what my powers could be. If you're just looking at me right now, like what's your first thought?
Ice comes out of your hands. Just shoot ice all out of your hands.
I could have ice hands or no powers at all. Is it? No.
Yeah, you maybe got ice hands or no powers at all.
Well, I've only been here 2 hours, so I think maybe feels too early to concede that I have no powers at all.
Meanwhile, in Maggie Nito's mansion.
Sweep the floor, sweep.
Dust the windows, dust the windows.
Spray. Spray. Windex. Maggie.
Fuck, Maggie.
What are we doing?
We are looking for a father mutant, and there haven't been any yet. And until then, we will keep the fortress of
magnitude.
That's right.
Same thought.
We'll keep the fortress of magnitude to be spotless and clean. Listen. Do you feel like you don't regret your decision to leave?
Yeah, no, I do all the time.
Really?
Yeah, you're terrible. You have no direction and you're not satisfied with having two super moms. You're just like out for this like figment in your mind that there's a powerful dad. Like we have no proof that they even exist.
But me and fucking Kelly made a stink on our way out of the mansion, so we can't go back.
But me and Steph are here like offering you our ice hand powers that you don't even want.
That's the dumbest power. Ice out of your hands. Anyone can do that.
Okay.
I'd rather have blocked with the power of everything magnetism.
You think that's the dumbest power? It's the most useful power, okay? You're hosting a fucking barbecue 4th of July. Oh my God, the ice ran out. Guess what? You're good.
Yeah. Like, Maggie, think about like every single party you've been at where you're like texting the host on your way there and you're like, hey, I'm almost there. Can I get you anything? They're
oh, no, I'm
like,
good. Actually, can you pick up some ice?
Ice. It's always ice.
Joke's on you. I've never been invited to a party.
Ugh. Joke's on you, Maggie.
I win! Because I'm alone, except for the two of you, and you're all here because you can't go back, I guess.
We can't go back.
We made such a stink.
We made such a stink.
Oh, my God. You don't need to go back.
You cannot believe the stink we made.
You tell me every day.
We knocked over all the vases in the foyer. What a stink we made.
What a stink you made.
What a stink we made.
What a stink, stink, stink.
We ripped down all the banners in the dining hall.
What a stink, stink we made.
What a stink you made.
What a stink we made. And we gave a big speech when we stood in the doorway saying, will we come back? Well, no, hell, no way.
I said, excuse me, is this thing fucking on? 'Cause, hey, stupid bitches, we are moving on.
What a stink we made.
What a stink you made.
What a stink we made. We can't go back, no way, 'cause of the stink that we made.
You know when I left the mansion after founding Idol with Jeanette, I made a pretty big stink as well.
Oh, yeah?
I used my magnetic powers to collapse half the rooms and sent 16 people to hell.
What a stinky
man. Of the rooms and killed everyone I could. could see.
Holy cow.
And I tried to kill Jeanette, but I couldn't because of her powers of telepathy. What a stink I made.
That's more than a stink.
What a crime you did.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sometimes you have to break a few eggs if it's an omelet of righteousness. All will be forgiven by the folks when they realize the goodness you've sprung from those yolks.
What a stink you made.
You have to ends justify.
What a stink you made.
Let's get some moms
what
and some tea. I will have Clarissa.
Will Magneto get Clarissa to fall to the dark side? Is there a father with powers? And what are Clarissa and Caitlin's powers? Do ice hands come in handy when more than just parties? Find out in the second half of
X-Moms, Days of Mother's Moms.
Yes!
Support for today's show comes from Squarespace.
Ready to start your new business? Why wait until the new year to set your plans in action?
The future is coming. Make it brighter with Squarespace. Guys, Squarespace is very cool.
They have beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new, unique website.
You can showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks.
Okay, and then make it your own. Yeah. Now, we live in a customizable world, mm-hmm. right? Why not make the look feel like, yeah, that reflects my product.
Friend of the pod, Mary Holland, had a personal website, and I was looking at it, I was like, this is so good. What is this? And it was Squarespace.
Mary Holland, great job at everything you do. Why am I not surprised? So guys, if it's good enough for Mary Holland, you know it's good enough for you, so why don't you just try Squarespace? Just try it. It's all optimized for mobile right out of the box.
Use their analytics to help you grow in real time. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever, though.
If you have a question, mm-hmm. they have award-winning 24/7 customer support, and they're there to help.
You know, I've always said, and other people have said too, and sometimes they've written it on a copy, that a dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace.
A dream is also an anecdote people are not interested in hearing. Hey, can I tell you about this dream I had last night?
Maybe right after we're done with this?
Oh, wow. I thought everyone hates listening to dreams. Zach, thanks for being a good friend.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. I mean, we can talk about it, but like, let's wait just a second. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com, offer code OFFBOOK.
Okay, hit me with that dream.
Okay, so I'm walking through a field. And the field is made of pudding. Old 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 is made of... Zach, can I interest you in a little conversation about the weather?
I'm interested.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Why? Pull up that app. What's the forecast looking like?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that your spring forecast is looking bright if you're buying clothes at ModCloth.
Ooh, tell me more. What is ModCloth?
ModCloth is an awesome website where you can find amazing clothes looking for the perfect fit. Their signature label comes in a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X. And you know what, guys? They can set the tone for the season with some happy hues.
Hell yeah.
Some fresh florals.
Hell yeah.
Some fun nautical details.
I'm on a boat.
Have a little anchor on your shirt. It looks so cute. People love it.
They do love it. You know what? Just go to modcloth.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK15. That's OFFBOOK and then the numbers 15 at checkout to get 15% off your order of $100 or more. And you're going to want to buy more.
Guys, you can use one of their mod stylists to help you find the perfect fit or styling help. Just get over to ModCloth so that your weather doesn't matter because your clothes are great.
Mm-hmm. That's ModCloth.com, promo code OFFBOOK15.
Welcome back to Act 2 of
X-Moms, Days of Mother's Moms.
The musical.
We left
Clarissa, a brand new mother who, when she gave birth, realized she has superpowers and was whisked away to a ex-school for magical mutant moms in England, not the upstate New York one. And she's got a roommate, Caitlin, and where time has stopped, and there was a pilot, and it all made sense.
Yeah, you haven't been gone that long. You just listened to a couple ads.
So, like, you got it.
Just hang, okay? Anyway.
Here we go!
Clarissa!
Yeah?
Come, we have our first class.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh my God. Can you tell me anything about this professor? I'm really nervous. I haven't been in school since Computer Academy.
You went to Computer Academy?
Yeah, we cut
to Computer Academy.
Oh, fuck. I don't get this. This is so hard. I'm gonna quit.
The thing you need to know when you use a computer is that you already know what you need to know.
The thing you need to know is that when you are coding a code, use the code that you coded.
1101 0 1 1 0 0 1 1 0 0 1 1 0 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 1
went to that. I was a vet.
This
tech.
Will be nothing like that.
Oh, my God.
It's me, Jeanette.
She's talking into our minds, but we don't know where she is. All that I see around me is this labyrinth, this crazy hedge maze out here in the yard.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I'm speaking to you in your mind. Actually, right now, I'm getting a pedicure.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Are there other students here, too, or is it just the two of us?
For now, it is...
Hello, it's me. I am a mom.
My God, Mario's mom is here?
Yes, it's me. Hello, I'm a Mrs. Mario. I come because I just had a baby. My baby's name is Mario. Hello.
Wow.
Yes, it is Clarissa, Caitlin, and Mrs. Mario.
Mrs. Mario.
Yes.
What are you doing? I'm a mom. I'm going to get to the labyrinth. Okay.
The
fine.
First lesson of being a mother is, how do you find the answer? That's why the maze. Your first task.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing to be a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing
when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
I think I get it. This maze is a lesson. When we get through the end of the maze, I bet that we will find ourselves and maybe our powers, and it will be the most empowered we have felt yet.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
Wow.
This is great. This is super tight. Being a mom means choosing left or right. Choosing a path and sticking to it. That's the secret.
Oh, I hope when we are in this maze, we get very far. And I hope as we are running around, we don't run into a minotaur. But if we run into a minotaur, I will make all of the noise. And I jump, jump, jump on the minotaur's head and turn him into coins. Hey!
It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
Being a mom, you know right from wrong.
Right turn.
You have to help your child find their own song.
Left turn.
And sometimes it's about being by their side.
Let's go straight.
Okay. And all your fears you have to hide.
Oh my God, a minotaur!
Bye-bye! Coins!
It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
Back to my power!
It's amazing, amazing, amazing when
jump
you're a mom.
Jump up people and turn them into coins.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing when you're a mom.
Isn't this a great? I found a power. I just threw a fireball out of my hand.
Oh my.
Another power. I just flew in the air like a tanuki. Another power.
A tail just came out of her butt.
Oh, I have a lot of powers. Time to go.
Very good.
A pipe just came out of nowhere, sucked that woman up.
And that is how Mrs. Mario traveled back to her child, for she has found and discovered and harnessed all of her powers. What do you feel, Caitlin?
So you're saying... Sorry.
Clarissa, I was talking to
Caitlin. I was just sort of processing out loud. I wasn't trying to steal that question.
You don't need to process out loud because, as you know, I can read your mind.
Okay. It was more for me, not so much for you.
What were you going to say, though?
I was just going to say.
What were you going
to
say?
In order to get back to my daughter, I have to figure out what my power is.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now we're all on the same page. You can ask your question.
Okay. When we were in the maze, I got this kind of like crazy sense of direction.
Okay.
And I was like, I felt like sometimes I could see through the hedge even before we went around the corner of the hedge.
Whoa.
So I think my power is cold hands or nothing at all. Is that it? I'm still here, so I guess that's not it.
That is not it.
Okay.
But.
Well, I'm going to see what I can follow up because I feel like, oh, hold on. That's weird. Huh.
What?
Well, Clarissa, I'm looking at your face, but I'm looking kind of through your face. I can see your brain, and through your brain, I see what's behind your brain. And it's a little weird, yeah, it's a little insane. I think what is going on in my head, I don't know what this is, but I think I might have X-ray vision. Cold hands. X-ray vision. Cold hands. Does that make sense?
Not at all. Oh, okay. Okay, if I'm trying to understand the thing that you're saying, you think that cold hands and X-ray vision are the powers with which you're playing.
Yeah.
Are you saying you have both, or you're just totally ignoring the X-ray vision part in favor of the cold hands because you think that's what's in your heart?
Well, I do have X-ray vision.
Definitely, yeah.
But my hands are also cold.
Maybe you have bad circulation.
And who are we to say which one is a power and which one will get better as I grow old? Maybe it's bad circulation, but maybe it's a gift from the gods.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but typically bad circulation doesn't get better as you get older. I think it actually gets worse.
You're saying my hands will get colder.
Your hands will
colder,
get colder, but it's not a...
That my power would get stronger and stronger.
I'm going to say that this is close enough. Yes, you have X-ray vision.
Yes.
And you're just excited about your
and
natural propensity for a cold
hands.
That's true. I mean, some of our powers we already have. Like, you might already have, you know, flexibility or a keen, logical brain.
Well, so now do I get to have, like, a super name that kind of, like, describes my power?
Normally we just send you back to your child, but if you want to have a power name, you can, Caitlin.
I do want to have a power name.
Okay, it should probably be about X-ray vision.
Right. So, like... Maybe like X-rated Caitlin. How's that? It's like X-ray vision, but Caitlin. But we just stop after Ray.
Sort of makes
X-rated Caitlin.
I think people might get the wrong idea with that.
Why?
Maybe
why?
Because
why?
Caitlin, because it sounds like you're into, you know, X-rated things.
Yeah. Maybe take another stab at it.
Okay. what if, see-through Caitlin, because I can see through things.
Okay.
That name's not good.
I got one. Yeah. What about sex-ray vision Caitlin?
How about sex-ray vision
Caitlin? Oh my god, I fell into the same trap.
Yeah, sex-ray vision Caitlin.
All right, you know what? The two of you are not ready.
Oh, I got it.
What?
Well, because now I can see through you, but I can also see through you at the same time.
Wow, 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 wow.
Double X-ray vision. Well, it is so sublime.
Wah, 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 wah,
I think I have the greatest power in all creation.
Wah, 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 wah,
I'll be called X-ray double penetration.
Yes, I love it. Wait, oh my god, I'm hearing it out loud. You know what? No, I'm into it.
I'm going to stick with Caitlin.
Okay. Great.
Whoa, a portal opening up back to my son. Daughter.
Good luck.
Bye, Caitlin. I guess I'll find you on Facebook. I never knew her last name. That's going to be hard.
Well, Clarissa, what do you think your power is?
My gosh. Well, I've only been here a couple of hours. Everyone else has been here much longer than me. But, you know, when we were in that maze and I was just sort of watching Caitlin do her thing, I started to get this sort of like crazy feeling, like I was sort of hardening myself against all the things that were scary. I wasn't happy being in the maze, but I was sort of like ironing my will. And I looked down at my hand and all of a sudden it was just made out of metal for a split second. And then it went away. I think I might have like a sort of Colossus style power where I turn into a giant armored woman.
Professor, I'm sorry. Hi, my name's Maureen. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Maureen.
There's been an intrusion in the mansion.
Oh, Maureen.
Yes.
Is it her?
I think so. Hold on, you want me to shoot knives out of my hands and
yes,
go check
please.
It? Wolver-Maureen, out!
Whoa! Wolver-Maureen.
Yes, she is one of my most prized and yet most complicated pupils.
I can imagine.
She sort of encapsulates everything about the struggle that is power and understanding right from wrong and
sure. What
we do with our power. Are we called to a higher purpose when we have power? Anyway, that's Wolver-Maureen. She's great.
Okay.
She's great. I really love her.
Oh, should we go back to the mansion and see what the intrusion is about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But that means I'm going to have to end this pedicure and be with you in real life.
Okay.
Hold on.
I honestly forgot you were doing that.
Hang on, let me roll up on my segue. Clarissa.
Hey.
I know that your powers are nascent, but we must use them against Magneto. Come to the front of the mansion!
Okay, so I was right. It is a metal thing?
Maybe. Oh. We're going to put it into a situation and see kind of what happens.
Okay.
Ah, Jeanette, still riding that Segway, I see, even though all of your limbs work fine.
Well, yes, Segways are for fun. They are a great way to explore cities.
I come for Clarissa, and I'm not leaving without her. I'm gonna take that mother and harness all her motherly powers.
You'll never get her, Magneto. You'll never get her past me. For I am the only one to help Clarissa fulfill her mother destiny. We've got a fight on our hands, and this fight is a mother.
We've got a fight on our hands, and this fight is a mother.
Clarissa, you're gonna have to come with me. You got a mansion for all to see, and it's the very best mansion, better than this. Ooh, do you get the gist of what I'm laying down? My school is better, better in the summer and other weather, better in the snow, better in ice. We've got powers, they've got twice the powers. Divided by four, that's less powers. I have more. We have the powers that cannot be beat. We got powers in our hands and feet. It doesn't really matter, we're the best you can get. Come with Maggie and you can screw Jeanette, because you gotta come with me. I am the best, so much better than all the rest.
We've got a fight on our hands, and the fight is a mother.
So come with me.
We got a fight on our hands, and the fight is a mother.
She'll have to dodge as I throw this tree.
Oh.
We're
ow.
Gonna face one another.
We got a fight on our hands, and the fight is a mother.
Tree. I'm the one to help you with your destiny. You know, I gotta turn you right from wrong. I'm the one who knows your heart song. Look at me when I was in the maze. I helped you with your telepathy gaze. You and me, we're gonna do it to the end, my friend.
I'm turning.
What?
Into an Iron Woman.
What? Turning into an Iron Woman.
I'm a Lady Colossus. I'm a Lady Colossus. And I'm the bossess. That's right, I'm a Lady Colossus. Here's the thing, Maggie, I don't fuck to quit chew. That's right, I am here, and that's the place, that's what I wanna do. Yeah, I wanna stay here and learn from my Lady Jeanette. Yeah, cause she's the best I ever seen, and I ain't really been here that long. Yeah, yeah, but I wanna discover what my power as a mom is. That's right, and I want to know how to come the fuck on, please. That was confusing.
I guess not having you in my team is something I'll have to settle. Magneto can bend all things except one thing, metal. It's the one thing I can manipulate. I can throw trees and people, but I've never been able to bend metal. I'm also super evil.
We gotta fight on our hands, and this fight is a mother.
If I can have you, I will kill you.
Whoa.
We
tree.
Gotta fight on our hands, and this fight is
bouncing
a mother.
The tree.
You can charge everything she throws at you like no other. We gotta fight on our hands.
This fight is...
We gotta fight on our hands.
Why do you keep dodging all my trees?
Cause I'm a very nimble metal one.
Well, you're not what I thought you would be. So limber and metal and gigantic.
Maggie, listen, it's not too late.
I can't take you seriously when you're rolling around on that Segway.
Why not?
You're going in circles. It's just... Just stay in one. Just, do you know why I left? Do you know why I left? So many years. Face me. Face me.
Sorry, 1 second. Why? Why did you leave?
Because of the Segway.
No.
It's not. Yeah.
This can't be the one thing that came between two best friends.
I mean.
You didn't even say anything.
You never let me ride it.
Oh. Maggie.
It looked like so much fun.
This is lesson number one about being a powerful mother, is we don't look to the mothers to our left and our right and compare ourselves and want what they have. We look at what's in front of us and we love and appreciate what we have.
Hold on, are you saying we made it stink for no reason? Hey, it's us, Steph and Kelly.
I told you guys to stay in the evil portal.
We got out of it.
Okay, well, did you do the other thing I told you to do?
What, keep Windexing?
No, the other thing?
What?
The sabotaging of the mansion
thing? Oh, well, yeah. Like, we, like, unplugged their router, so, like, their Wi-Fi is, like, not
Yeah, we made a real fucking stink in there.
It's not. Yeah, okay. Remember what I did when I left the mansion?
Yeah, but we don't have that kind of power. We both have ice hands.
I know. And what you... But you didn't use them. You just unplugged
Here's what
the
I
router.
Did.
Okay.
I yanked on my pants and I gave them a tug. I took down my undies and shit on the rug.
Jesus
what a stink I made.
What a stink you made. Stop it. That is not what I want. Jeanette, can I have a second? I need to talk to these two.
Please.
I'm sorry.
If you would.
Listen, I wanted you two to go in and sabotage with your ice powers, not unplug the router and drop trow and leave a shit on the rug.
Okay, no. Well, you want to know what I did?
Yes.
Well, I heard your words and you know I'm no slouch, so I pulled down my pants and I shit on the couch.
Stop it. I have had it with you too. You know what? Jeanette.
Yes.
You need to take these two back.
I will.
You need to take them back.
Kelly, Steph, all stinks can be forgiven. That is what being a mother is. Haven't you ever seen a mother just like with her bare hand wipe some snot off a child? Stinks don't bother me as long as they come with remorseful hearts. Yeah, I'm super remorseful. I'm so sorry. Like, I will Windex that cow. Please let us come back.
I'll get one of those like trowel scoopers from a kitty litter box and just like pick my shit up off their rug really fast.
Very good. Well then, Maggie.
Oh my God.
It is back to you and I. Mm-hmm. If a ride on a Segway was all you needed, why wouldn't you just ask? Reach out for help when you need it.
I don't ask for help. The powerful do not need to ask for help. They take what they want.
Please,
and
Maggie.
And if you can't get down with that kind of philosophy, then you have to put me in a prison that only I couldn't escape. A prison made entirely of metal.
Fine. You leave me no choice.
And I'll never surrender. What are you doing?
I'm calling metal from around.
Where are you going to find metal around?
My body is made out of metal. I can just give you some.
Oh, thanks.
I am the only one with the power to imprison Magneto.
Whoa.
Bar.
What?
Bar. Bar. A bunch of bars in a row.
Are those like attached to you, or do you have to maintain these?
No. They're sort. It's like when you clip your fingernails. They're just like, it was a part of you, but it just sort of is there now.
Well, heed this warning, Clarissa. Heed it well. A metal prison. The world has never seen someone locked inside a metal prison with a shiny metal gleam. But this metal prison, I have absolutely no doubt, at the end of the day, Maggie's gonna get out. Oh, of this metal prison that would hold no one else, only I'm fooled by a metal prison. A very specific hell to be trapped inside a metal prison. Makes Maggie wanna scream and shout, but I promise you this, I'm gonna get out.
Oh my gosh, I'm like really glad we left her, because that's so dumb.
She's the worst. Oh,
like,
my
god. Like every prison is metal. Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Check it out. Here's the thing I'm gonna say to you. I made a metal prison, and you're gonna be locked into a new life, a life, a prisoner in a jail. I made a metal prison out of my metal fingernails.
Whoa.
A metal prison. I made it just for you.
I'm trapped inside a
metal prison. Lady Magneto, it's a metal prison.
It's pronounced Neato.
Not why would you make anymore?
Changed my name.
When you're a prisoner, you lose everything you were before. Yeah.
You can take away my name and give me a number when all's said and done. Yeah, I was Magneto. Now I'm 24601. But I'm gonna escape someday, because I have no equal. And also, all the ex-mothers movies definitely have a sequel. From this metal prison. Metal prison. Don't even realize what you did by placing me inside this metal prison. Metal prison. You're gonna have to explain this to your kid. You'll have to explain to her that you trapped away another woman for all eternity. You live with that now.
Yes, it's true, and Magneto has never met her child. Her child is still frozen in time. For 65 years, her child's been frozen in time because she's never discovered the truth of her power or how to harness it.
I assume he's in some sort of infinite time loop. That's what would happen if a mother never did what?
Well, never harnessed their power, discovered it.
Wait, you're saying if I were to harness my power, I could see?
Right now, your power harnesses you, Magneto. You are a victim of your own power and quest for power.
Oh, my God. Brain flash. Brain flash. I'm having a thought. I know who your son is. Magneto, I know who your son is. I met him on my way here. He's the pilot. He's the pilot that flies the X-Jet. You've got to meet him, and then your powers will be unlocked.
Wait. All right, then. Let me see my powers inside my mind.
Inside your mind.
To see my son James again, that would be fine.
That would be fine.
is bending metal.
Bending metal.
I'm gonna bend this metal. Whew, that was so easy.
Whoa.
Bending this metal so very, very breezy. And now I'll throw a tree. Now I can't. That's a little weird. I guess I traded the power of everything for just metal. But as I feared, not feared, as I had hoped, it feels like this noose around my neck, this rope is being loosened. And now I see this plane through that portal. I see James Pilot.
James Pilot.
Pilot of time.
Pilot of time.
I'm James Pilot.
Strange. I've never been able to leave the X-Jet into the time stream before.
James, do you remember me? I'm Clarissa, the woman that you gave...
Honestly, I have flown infinite numbers of women since... No,
you're
I
sort
don't.
Of like the Santa Claus of giving birth.
Sure.
If you think of it. Anyway, the point is, I found your mom, James. You don't have to be a pilot of time anymore if you don't want to. You just have to connect with your mother. That woman right there who just busted out of a metal cage and now can control my whole body.
But she looks so crazy. I am
crazy.
She needs
a fucking haircut.
I'm crazy in love with you, James. I've never met you before. I don't know. This is all a lot. I don't really know where to begin.
It's amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing when you're a mom. And now's a good time as any to reveal in this song, Magneto, I'm your mom.
Holy shit.
What? I never thought about this. You look so not old. I just assumed that your power was hands that were a little bit cold. But you are my mom. How can that even be? Oh, by not letting me ride that Segway. You were just setting boundaries. That's so amazing. We've got a lot of catching up to do, but we've got our whole life long, and it'll be amazing
being your mom. Clarissa, here's your portal if you're ready to go back now. Thanks for helping me with my own daughter. I'd thank you if I knew how.
Well, Jeanette, that revelation was really quite a twist. But I'll be super honest, I'm not sure how I fit into this.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
But I'm also your mom.
You're also my mom.
Wow, that is amazing.
I'm also your mom.
You're also my mom.
Oh, it's me, Mrs. Mario. I've searched for my mom my whole life long.
It's amazing. But I'm also your mom.
You're my mom? It's amazing.
Oh, yes, I gave birth to sisters.
Give this a try. You said your name was Professor Jeanette, but are you Mother Gaia?
Yes, you uncovered the riddle. Yes, yes, you did, for what it's worth. Because all the power goes back for all time.
To Mother,
back to Mother Earth.
One last question before we get out, I think. Do we know for sure that it was us who made the biggest stink when we shit in the house?
Yes, we, yes, we know. It was the two of you.
Just to be clear.
And just to be clear,
sort of
I'm not your mother.
Okay, darn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. You two are like my nieces.
Like, well, that's amazing.
Go through the portal.
Bye! Oh, God.
Honey.
Sweetheart, Gerald, you're here, and the baby.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's so beautiful.
And you're so beautiful.
Thank you. You're a very handsome man.
And
can I just say, I feel bulletproof. I feel steel. I feel like I am ready for anything.
Wow.
And also, you know how I'm adopted and that has been a huge question mark in my life?
Yeah,
for
I do
many,
know that.
Many
of course,
years?
I'm your faithful partner. Of course, I know that.
In the moment that you took the baby to the nursery for a moment, I found out who my mother is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Mother Gaia / Professor Jeanette X.
What a day.
What a day.
Oh my God. Clarissa?
Oh my God.
Caitlin,
yeah. Right. Oh my God, I didn't get your last name.
You were
name.
In this hospital?
Yes.
We should have checked.
Oh my God.
I finally figured out what my powers are.
What is it? My husband doesn't know about power, so
oh.
Whisper it.
It's X-ray vision.
Yeah, no, we knew
I
that.
I thought it was X-ray vision.
Okay, yeah, okay, so you it is
it's
what we thought
cold
it was.
No, it's very cold hands. It's got worse and worse.
Amazing when you're a mom. It's amazing when you're a mom.
Child and hope that they belong.
It's amazing
when you
are a mom.
The end. That was X-Moms.
My mom's gonna be stoked to listen to that.
X-Moms.
Days of Mother's Moms. The musical.
We'll be right back after a short break. Let's go. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, the bells
ding
are ringing.
Dong. Yeah, the bells are bang banging.
I know these bells. These bells I have heard many a time before.
These bells, they bang bang as they toll in the new year.
Everyone knows that classic. Hey, it's bang bang on the bells.
And you know what? This bang bang on the bell says, hey, all four episodes of the Best of Countdown of the Comedy Bang Bang podcast are out, bang bang.
Ooh, I love me some Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins counting down the top 15 moments from the show in 2017 is voted by you, the listening audience, in four bonus episodes.
Guys, if you've never listened to Comedy Bang Bang, this is a great way to get in on the show and find out what's the buzz. Tell me what's happening. What's happening is the best 15 moments of the year counted down by two hilarious buds.
Mm-hmm. We love them both. Comedy Bang Bang is great. Go listen to it. What episodes made the list, you wonder? Was it Solo Bolo Sin Cola with Ben Schwartz?
The big 500th episode? The Calvin's twins return?
I don't know unless I listen. I want to listen so I know.
So listen so you know. And you know what? If you're a big Comedy Bang Bang friend and you're like trying to get your buds to listen to Comedy Bang Bang, why not use these apps as a rec? Just use them.
For sure.
Honestly?
Just do
true,
it.
True fact, true. This is how I got into Comedy Bang Bang.
How?
Years ago, I was on a road trip and some people were like, can we put on the best ofs? Because we're driving 24 hours straight from Los Angeles to Austin, Texas. And I was like, this podcast is very funny, and now I understand it.
You need some content, and you need it to be curated by you, the listening public.
So give it to your pals, and then let them do a deep dive on years of premium content.
That's right. So find out what made the list. Listen to Comedy Bang Bang Best of Episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Earwolf.com, or wherever you listen in that seashell that you somehow get Wi-Fi from. Cool shell, dude.
Ding dong, bang bang.
Bang bang, go the bells!
Welcome back from that little break. Zeke, what a delight.
Hey, that was fun.
You are Joy, as always. Real quick before we close out with a segment, we want to talk to our dear fans about some two live shows we have this month.
Very exciting. Both in California. Thursday, January 25th at the Nerd Melt Theater in Los Angeles at 9 p.m. We're doing a live off-book with Rachel Bloom.
Yeah, guys, come on. You tweeted, you wanted her, we got her. So come see her play with us live at Nerd Melt, and you can get tickets, you know, like we've tweeted about it. So if you go to the off-book Twitter page.
Yeah, the link is, if I spelled it out here, it would be insane. So just go to the off-book Twitter or into the Facebook group, and we have links there. And also...
Also, you can come see us that Sunday at San Francisco Sketch Fest, where our guests will be Arden Mirren and John Michael Higgins.
Double whoa.
Can you believe it, guys? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That is
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all good.
And it's in San Francisco, and you can get tickets at sfsketchfest.com.
True that, true that.
So do a California road trip and see two off-book shows.
We'd love to. You guys have been so great, and we love talking to you on the internet. We'd love to talk to you in person.
Come
so
see it.
And now we are going to do a segment with you, Zeke.
Yeah.
A segment full of raps that we like to call
New Phone Who Dis.
And because we had specifically such a mom-centric show,
sure.
I would love a text, because we always get a text message. I would love a text message from your mom,
great,
either sent or received, and then we'll just rap about it.
Yeah, awesome. I got a funny one a couple of days ago, which is that it was two text messages back to back. The first one is, yay, that's amazing. Let me know about tomorrow's too. Yeah. And then the end of it is, okay, and let him up as a boy. Yeah, yeah, this is just... And then followed by, sorry, having trouble with my new update on my phone. Disregard that last crazy sentence.
What did it say?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, let him up as a boy.
Okay, and let him up as a boy. Yeah, yeah, great, this is just...
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let him up as a boy. Yeah, yeah, this is just a set. Okay, let him up as a boy. And yeah, yeah, this is just there. There's a boy who wants to get inside your treehouse. Up in the treehouse with three mouses that live in the tree. It's just be you and he. You and the boy in the tree up in there for all to see. So yeah, yeah, let him up in the house. It's gonna be real cool. And I got no doubts that you and the him in the tree with that rodent up in that treehouse, you just throw shit.
Let him up as a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him
this
up
is just okay. Let him up as a boy. Yeah, yeah. This is just.
Yo, I don't even know how it's how. How do you have a sign that says no girls allowed? Is this like some Berenstain Bears old book? I saw that sign, let me take a quick look. Cause if there's no girls up in that house, you know I gotta hate these boys, gotta hate them no doubt. Because this should be an inclusive treehouse club. I don't like this one bit, it gives me a rub in the wrong way, making my feathers stand on end. I just wanna be your good and loyal friend. And you know I'm coming up that ladder with some snacks, but now not cause you didn't have my back.
Yeah. Okay, this is a boy.
Yeah, yeah, let him
this
up as a boy.
This is just, got it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let him up as a boy. Okay, this is just, yep. Here's the thing, no boys in this place, because I just want a safe lady space. Yeah, I want a clubhouse for my girls, we're taking over the world. Just like Beyonce said, where my ladies at?
What?
They up in the tree, that's where my ladies at. Oh
what?
Shit, flying by, that's a crazy bat, cause it's dark, yeah. And that's a rat, we got rats in the treehouse, bats in the treehouse. We got a
Are
bunch
there
of-
Are there even cats in the treehouse?
Yep.
This is just a treehouse full of critters, this is just a place for your litter. This is just a place to hang out. This is just a treehouse, no doubt.
Yo, I thought it was girls and boys, I thought they were having a rave. But I think this treehouse is actually just a cave. This cave with wild animals where they naturally live. So that sign now I will forgive.
The best treehouse that has ever been found. But the tree's made of rocks and it's low to the ground. And there's a big old hole where you get inside. This treehouse is a cave, you were right
online. Ding dong, yeah, you hear those rocks, they are clunking. And yo, there's a dude who's spelunking. That's right. He is cave diving, he's cave diving, and we are rave riving. Yeah, we're having a little dance in the cave, a dance in the cave. Man, it's super brave, cause it's dark in here, and it's fucking scary.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo.
I thought
you
were
know, you're be quick, yeah, you quick with that scare, and you should be because, yo, here comes a bear.
Oh, no.
You took him out of his hibernation, now we got to drop all of our relation. We gotta turn to run.
to speed. Yeah, fast legs, that's what we need. I was trying to be mad about boys, but now I'm trying to live for another day filled with joy.
Okay, this is a bear. Yeah, yeah, let him up as a bear. Okay, this is a bear. Yeah, yeah, let him up as a bear.
That's that bear music.
That's the bear music with that Brett, with the heart out. Sometimes we fade out. Sometimes we pull the plug, slam the monitor. It's the third joke. That's the third joke Brett's made today, and it was good.
Oh,
that song was hard.
Yo, Zeke, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, let him up as a boy.
A sweet dear, and please apologize to her again.
I sure will. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Zeke, where can the people find you? Watch AP Bio when it comes out.
Yeah,
I think there's
AP
a teaser
Bio,
out right now, right?
It will be, they're previewing it March 1st. First, 9:30, I believe, on NBC after Will and Grace, so check that out. And then I will also be at Sketchfest that same weekend with White Women. So come check us out, too. We are Saturday night, the 26th.
Oh, my gosh. Make a party out of it.
Yeah. Come chill with us, y'all.
Please.
If you're Saturday the 26th and we're Sunday the 28th, one of us is
sorry,
talking about
27th. Well, cool. I don't know. Whatever.
Just trying to help you with your pitch.
Yeah.
Your plug.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. Hit up the Facebook page, blah, 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 blah. And as we always say...
Well, please, quick.
Oh, right. One more great shout-out to guest pianist Scott Simons.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Jumping in, being a hero.
And playing that damn good music. But yes, you're right, Zach, as we always say.
Roses are red.
And...
violets are flowers.
And...
all of the moms have magical powers.
Bye-bye!
Feminasty Aaron Gibson.
I'm homosexual Brian Safi, and we host the Throwing Shade podcast.
On Earwolf.
We talk about women's issues, LGBT issues.
Pop culture, 90 Day Fiancé.
We go through all of it. We've had guests like Kay Cannon, Trixie Mattel, Ira Madison, Matt Bellassai, Paul F. Tompkins.
And us.
Yes.
We are our own guests.
So far, the most interesting people on the show have been Aaron and me.
You can check us out on Earwolf on your favorite podcasting app.
Yeah, or check me out on Hollywood Boulevard. I'll be the one polishing the Steven Seagal star.
And I'll be...
sorry, Katie Siegel.
And I'll be supplying the shoe shine.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.